Talking with CBS News Director of Elections Anthony Salvato in the wake of the upset by Dave Brott over Eric Cantor in the GOP Virginia primary, I heard a remark from one pollster saying the GOP pollsters are not very smart after this. The general consensus is nobody saw this coming. Is that your sentiment on this?
The second part of that seems to be the case. Nobody did see this coming. Now, the issue with polls, well, there frankly weren't very many of them. And to the extent that anybody was polling in the race, it seems like the voters, in putting down likely voters in a race like this, summertime race, you have voters changing their minds, and most of all, you have very low turnout, so that you have a number of voters who are extremely committed and will show up, who can have a disproportionate influence in a race like this, Gary.
Now, the thing is, because it was just a small voter turnout, it really helped those who were, let's just say, going against the incumbent, because they would say, he's already going to win anyway, and they don't come out and vote, and voila, he's not there anymore.
Well, that certainly could have been the case. You know, having a big lead and being a big-name incumbent can be a double-edged sword in that regard. If everybody thinks you're simply going to cruise, and you're telling everybody you're simply going to cruise, then you're right. It can have an effect of depressing turnout. We see that in general in races where there isn't a lot of competition. The turnout tends to go up in races where voters think they can have a huge impact. So there's that effect. But then there's also the point that voters who are very, very eager and very, very passionate about, in this case, their anti-incumbent, anti-Washington sentiment, which we see in a lot of districts, not just this one, even if they don't necessarily make up the majority of all voters, they do make up a majority of those who show up. And, you know, as the saying goes, decisions are made by those who show up.
Anthony, let me ask you this. There are some who were starting to say the Tea Party has passed. It is now passé. It is now no longer a major factor in the elections. A, did you ever believe that? And B, can we say that those sentiments are now in the past tense because of this election result, that the Tea Party still has to be a factor to be considered?
We did not ever believe that the Tea Party had gone away. You know, it depended on how you measured it. In the sense of measuring election victories, well, look, until last night, until Chris McDaniel a couple of weeks ago, no, they didn't have any big ones. But you can also measure this by influence. And throughout this primary season, you know, many have pointed out Republican candidates are making sure they speak to Tea Party issues, speak to conservative issues, and, you know, some use the phrase moving to the right. That is something that is an influence that doesn't necessarily directly go to an election win. You can still influence the people who do win. Well, in this case, you certainly get both. Now, the challenger here in Cantor's case was not backed by as many Tea Party groups as we've seen in other races, but certainly this will be characterized as a big, big Tea Party win.
Anthony Salvato, the reason why we'd like to chat with you today is that there is a local angle with the Dave Brott situation. He graduated from Hope College here in Holland, Michigan, and there were some interesting parallels drawn between what Brott did last night and 22 years ago by another Hope College graduate who knocked off Guy Vanderjack by the name of Pete Hoekstra. And Hoekstra told me, yeah, he saw parallels by his campaign and what Brott did in the sense of people not, you know, basically wanting to clean house and change the complexion of Washington.
Well, look, I think any year, including this one, in which you have congressional approval where it is, you know, 10-12%, it's hovering near historic lows, you can see this effect. When you get down to the district level as opposed to the national level, how does that manifest itself? It needs to be, you know, a grassroots campaign. It needs to have a certain get-out-the-vote component to it. And while this season we haven't seen too many primaries take out incumbents, typically, of course, in Congress, as much as people say they dislike Congress, we see over 90% reelection rates. And that's often because partisanship wins out in the day. They may not like the Congress, but they like their party more. So they vote that way. Now, and so this year, I think you may continue to see volatility. I think coming out of this, you may see an emboldened anti-incumbent Tea Party movement that maybe fundraising goes up. We'll have to see. But those are all things that could come out of last night, Kerry.
Anthony, I appreciate your time. I thank you very much for your insight on some of the, on this particular race. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
All righty. Bye-bye.